to you from the Radio for One studios in Franklin, Michigan. Welcome to the Detroit Cast.
Big fan.
Big fan.
A show not just free of charge, but free of FCC regulation.
Thank you for your support of the Detroit Cast.
Oh, there it is.
And without further delay, it's showtime. Please welcome the Detroit Cast. Here are your hosts, Mike and Jay.
Good day, everybody. Welcome to the Detroit Cast. Mike and Jay, E is here. Shalom, E. Jay, how are you?
More importantly, Mike, how are you? Quite a bout of explosive diarrhea over the weekend.
It was less about explosive diarrhea and more, what do they call it when it comes out of your mouth? Explosive
diarrhea of the mouth.
Explosive mouth diarrhea. Yeah, I've felt better. I'll be honest with you. I'm going to try and force my way through a show today. This might be like 45 minutes of a show. That might be as far as we can.
This guy is such a total pussy. It's stunning.
I saw that was actually said to me on Facebook, I don't know, 100 times this weekend. Mm. That guy's picture was just posted. And then actually some people said his exact quote. Dude, it's been a miserable couple days. I apologize. I feel terrible for Valerie and Dan, who are supposed to come over here on Sunday. And I'm pissed off. Dan was like, he had all this steaks and shit he was going to bring over, and he was going to grill out for us. And he sends me a message on Monday, and he was just like, "Yeah, well, things worked out all right, anyways. I just had some neighbors over," and he posts this picture of the most beautiful looking steaks I've ever seen on a grill that were supposed to be for us.
They were like cartoon steaks.
Yes, exactly. Mm. Just perfection. I was like, "Hmm, that's great. That's just
way to go, Mike. Way to ruin everything."
I know.
Weird time to get the flu.
I don't know, dude. Yeah, I was actually Googling. Is there a flu going around? And I don't. There's not. I don't know what it is, but I don't know if you've ever had this happen where you're laying in bed and you literally wake yourself up to a mouthful of puke.
Nope.
Well, I did on Saturday night.
Tell us about it, Mike.
About 2 a.m, I'm asleep, sound asleep, and I just start throwing up, and I just close my mouth and. I've got a little garbage can next to my bed, and I don't even know how. It woke me up so fast. I just open the lid and just start puking into it and literally filled this thing with puke.
Oh,
it was awful.
I feel bad for you. I'm glad you're
no,
on the
you
mend.
No, you don't. You're being a smartass.
I'm glad you're on the mend.
Dude.
It's awful.
And I can't.
I wouldn't wish that on anyone.
My chest, like I was coughing. So, and every time I coughed, it would make me gag and almost start to puke again. And I coughed so much. I talked to you on Sunday a little bit. And dude. My chest, it hurts so bad in my chest that my back hurts now. Like, whole rib cage all the way around.
I get that all the time when I puke. Like, I'm sore in weird places. Yeah, because you're just like, oh, your whole body is just flexing.
Oh.
You'll be all right, Mike.
Yeah. No, I know I sound like shit right now, and I'm on antibiotics. I called Dr. Roche and was just like, please, there's got to be something you can give me. And so it's always tough because I never know what I can take because I'm allergic to erythromycin. So any of those iacins, you know, penicillins, any of those can be bad. And so Beth was like Googling, like, what are the, you know, is this medication going to be okay? And so it was like, fuck it, I'm taking something. And so I took the stuff, and apparently I'm not allergic to it. So I'm on day two or day three now of that stuff. So I do feel a lot better, but it's been a rough go. How about you guys? How was your weekend?
And man, I'm trying to remember. It was so long ago.
Well, last time I talked to you guys, it was you guys were all off in separate ways to celebrate Detroit Cast Day.
Right, right. We did that. I chose to celebrate at Bacon Fest on Friday. A lovely event.
Don't get me started about Bacon Fest.
Let me tell you something, dude.
I don't even want to hear about Bacon
Fest.
This
is put on by Peerless Steel,
mm-hmm.
the fine folks at Peerless Steel who have sponsored the show.
Yeah.
Dude, it was a veritable cornucopia of bacon-based products laying before us in probably like 40 to 50 different bins. I mean, it was just like bacon as far as the eye can see in various forms.
Yeah. What was the oddest form you saw bacon take?
I mean, you can wrap anything in bacon, as you know.
I've heard, yeah.
So, you know, asparagus and bacon, stuff like that.
Ooh, that makes asparagus actually sound pretty good.
It did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw, didn't you have like steak bites? Obviously steak.
Steak bites, yeah, wrapped in bacon.
Dude.
Scallops wrapped in bacon.
Jay had texted me, what was that, Saturday?
That was Friday.
Friday. Jay texts me Friday. He's like, "Hey, Gab and I are going to Bacon Fest," and I knew this was coming up. He's like, "You wanna you wanna join us? We're going over there at noon or something." And I knew we had people coming over here Sunday, and I knew the barbecue was going to be in use. So I'm like, fuck, you know what? I got to clean up this backyard a little bit.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me you were planning your diet. You were like, oh, no. I don't want to take in too much meat because I have Sunday coming.
Well, that too. Yeah, sure. That goes without saying. Obviously, I was thinking along those lines too. But I was like, no, I don't want people over here, and this backyard is such a mess. I'm like, dude, I'd love to go to Bacon Fest, but I got to like do some work back here. And so I spent all day cleaning up that backyard a little bit, and then I just got to see the pictures you were posting, and it was dude. Like, God damn it! That is the...
You guys are going to Bacon Fest next year. It was amazing.
That one picture you posted of just like what looked like a football field length
of
tins of bacon wrapped goodness, and I was just like, I can't believe. I felt like the kid that's suspended during
or sick on Halloween or something.
Yeah. I was like, I can't believe I'm sitting here in my backyard picking up leaves and shit while this cornucopia, as you say, of deliciousness is going on.
Strewn before me.
Oh, it was absolutely wonderful. Yeah, I will be there next year.
Is this your excuse for not being at Bacon Fest? And what did you do over the weekend, my friend?
I guess I don't have an excuse. I just don't, it's a drive. I don't know. I don't feel like driving out there on Friday and on a Friday afternoon, I guess. I didn't just
okay,
feel like,
he didn't want to go.
I bacon, you know what? I don't love bacon as much as
Shame
some people
on you.
Do. I mean, I enjoy it, but I don't love it as much as some people do.
Yeah, just to
I'm
clarify,
just
it's a fundraiser, but lots of prizes given away.
I know. Yeah. I know there was more to more going. I don't know. I'm just lazy, I guess.
Yeah,
but,
okay.
Whatever. I did. Fair enough. I will say I did do... Well, you know what? It's a long drive for me, and I'm in a situation... I don't know. It's just the drive, I guess, gets me sometimes. I'm starting to do miles in my head in my car, and I'm trying to stretch this car as long as I can go.
You need to head on over to Zot Ford and Holly and
I'm
pick
wait
yourself up something.
I understand, and I will once I run this car into the ground. But it's like, I do this. I am realizing I'm doing more math in my head every time. Like, I was going to go out Friday night to a club even. And then, now, to be fair, the friend I was going to go with, something came up so they couldn't go. So I would have gone by myself. But I really don't care to go. I can go by myself. But I thought, well, if I don't go, that's probably 40 miles on the car one way.
You realize that running the car into the ground means that at some point you're going to get stranded like a mofo.
Yeah. Yep, you are.
Because that thing's going to die in some respect.
Right.
And you're going to be, like, out in the middle of nowhere at night.
Yeah,
that is what it, I mean. You're
you
right.
will have lost your wallet and cell phone. Don't forget that.
Well, I mean, I am Factor lucky that in. I mean, I don't think I'm in a situation where I mean, my dad knows about cars enough that I don't think I'm gonna like. I don't believe that I'll be driving it like, not in the ground. That was just more of a not directly. Okay.
See,
into
I would
the
have
ground,
thought you've already driven it into the ground.
Well, it's only got 166,000 miles on it. That's
oh,
not,
is that all?
Yeah, but it's not, dude. That's not.
That's a lot of
that's
miles.
It's a good old American car.
Hell like, yeah!
I'm hoping
it'll go 320 for sure.
I'm hoping it
what
will
year is
somehow,
it, by the way?
I think it's like a 2006.
I would have never thought that, judging from the Huey Lewis bumper sticker.
No, or the rat one.
Yeah.
Well, the rat one's not there anymore. Yeah. I don't know. I'd like it to go to 180, maybe, but I don't know any way how to do that. It's just my. It's just.
Well,
it's just
I'll tell you how you do that. Prayers. You go to things like Bacon Festy. That would have helped
how
with
would
your.
That have helped.
Because you would have put more miles getting it to helping get to 180.
But yeah, but I want to say I want 180 to happen later.
You would have enjoyed some pork-based delights as well.
Yeah,
so.
You're right.
Guess you missed it.
Helped out for a good cause.
That's right.
Not
I don't
that you
know,
care about
gas
good causes.
Money and all that stuff. And
hey, speaking of cars, Zot Ford and Holly is one of the largest volume F-150 dealers in our area, so they can offer TDC listeners ridiculous deals. Right now, purchase a new 16 Ford F-150 Super Cab XLT 4x4 at just $33,000. That's over $14,000 off sticker, or at least a new 17 Ford F-150 Super Crew XLT 4x4 at just $199 a month. Peep their ferocious deals and massive inventory at dealsinthed.com.
I will say, for the second week in a row, I did the MOGO, those bikes in Detroit.
Oh, did you?
Chubbs and I went down, and we went down there like all day. We got down there at like 1 on Saturday. And I think we biked around until like 7.
TCG continues to be noticeably absent from
I know.
The stories.
Well, dude,
something happened to it, man.
I know. Chubbs has been absent for a long time, too. I'm
well,
glad
Chubbs
to hear him
do
drop
Chubbs'
name.
Well,
Chubbs
is
name.
Done with school, so now he's
got his time. Is that what it is?
Saying.
He's got
no,
his summer
he works
off?
No, full time. Chubbs is just a hermit. Chubbs is just somebody who like... He likes to do
don't
stuff.
Don't you disparage Chubbs.
I'm not, but when he does stuff, he's fun. It's just like he does stuff like once a month. He'll be like, you'll text him like, and he'll be like, yes, I'm in. But then you can
he's
text
like a
him
normal
like,
adult, otherwise busy.
Yeah.
He's like, let's play every day. I want to play today, too.
Oh, you know what? No, is he not. Like, he lives at home himself. He's an absolute lazy
ass. Does that just mean with his parents? Because you say that all the time about people. He lives at home.
Everybody lives at home. No.
I mean, he lives with his parents?
When I say he lives at home, I would assume most people would take that to be he lives with his parents. Why would I say he lives at home?
That's a great point, Mike. He lives in a house.
Well, I mean, you say that a lot like that's normal. I mean, everybody lives at home.
I would not describe like someone to you. Like, I wouldn't say, oh, yeah, Mike, he lives at home.
Well, I do, though.
So do I, for the record.
Okay, well, I think most people would take that as that.
Why does he live with his parents?
He's just a lazy... He doesn't care. He doesn't have any desire to move out. Although I will say he's recently gone back to like get his master's, so he's blaming. He's kind of claiming that that's blaming, you know, causing the money issue. Yeah. But he's never had it. You know, he could have. You know, he's
any other friends you'd like to bag on this morning? No.
Chubbs is awesome. We all have our issues, obviously.
Yeah.
But we did that, and then we also did technically ride the Q line for a few stops.
How was that? Just slow as shit.
Yeah,
like, it's not real practical, is it? I've heard it takes like a half hour. You have to wait like a half hour for the car. Car comes, and then it takes you about a half hour to get to where you want to go.
Right.
Really?
It's not.
Why? Because so it just stops every 10 feet.
Yeah, that's a lot of time to invest.
Here's the problem I think right now happening too is it is free until like June 30th or 20, whatever the date is. There's a date.
So everybody's dicking around like you.
So it's packed, dude. It's packed. So I do think maybe when they get to a point where you have to pay, it will, you know, when people actually have to
pay the novelty wears off,
maybe it will become more of an actual transportation as opposed to people just saying, let's do it.
Plus, they're going to add cars to it, I understand.
Are they? Okay, because I think there's only three right now.
Well, a lot of people are just like you, just going from the novelty ride right now. See how was it?
I mean, it was
fine. Did it take you a while? Did you have to wait in line forever to get on it?
Well, I'll say this. We were around Campus Martius when we got on it, and we parked in Midtown because there was a bike thing in Midtown. And Chubbs was like, oh, let's just ride this to Midtown because he didn't want to ride anymore, I think. And I'm like, dude, let's just ride the bikes. This is going to take forever. And I think we rode it like two stops, and even Chubbs was like, okay, we can just get another bike and ride right up.
Yeah, because it was so slow.
Dude, we beat it in the end. I mean, now granted, like barely, but we beat it to Midtown because the stops would happen, obviously, and then it zooms on. I will say one time, Chubbs was driving in the road. And it's weird because those rails are just kind of in the road. Like, they're just a regular
thing. Did it launch him?
Well, no, but it started beeping. And it's like, it started like train horn, like, I'm like, Chubbs, dude, you got to get going. Like, you're in the middle of the fucking train. Like, I'm assuming they can stop.
Chubbs, get off the tracks, man.
Well, he asked me later, he's like, do you think it honked more? Because I was like, yes, I heard it like three times. I hadn't even heard the horn go all day.
Oh,
except when Chubbs was in
it's
the road.
It's got to be embarrassing.
Oh, Chubbs.
Anyway.
So was it clean and still?
Yeah, I mean, it was.
I know.
It's been like a week, of course.
No spray paint all over it?
Yeah, I mean, it, you know, I'll say it.
No dead bodies.
You've seen it, right? Have you seen pictures of it?
Yeah, I've
seen pictures. It looks real, it looks sleek and real modern. And like you said, if they're going to add cars to it, maybe that will help. Maybe these three were just to make sure the kinks are out. I don't know if they'll add, like, two more or what the situation is. But, I mean, it was. Yeah, I mean, it looks cool. I will say when you see it, it looks cool to me. Like, when you're downtown, you're like, oh, that looks cool. So maybe if they add a few more cars to it.
Well, I think the overall plan is to extend it out. Everybody dreams of this Royal Oak downtown type thing. Oh, so
I don't know if that will ever
happen. It's got to have like a 20-minute like thing where you don't stop at all.
Right.
Yeah, it's got to span like.
I think if
you know what I mean?
That's the beauty of subways is there's, you know, you're just whipping at a speed that can't be matched on the top of core road.
Because they're still going through stoplights and shit.
Yeah, so you're having to deal with stoplights and traffic and shit on this queue line, and if you're stopping every fucking block, what's the point?
I notice it usually at airports. Like, I don't know if you've probably had to do that. Yeah, like, I notice it at San Francisco. Like, if you want to go get a rental car, but it's like, you're stopping at every... It's like... For a half hour, you're making stops every 30 feet, and then
you could just fast walk it and beat it.
Yeah, but then it does that whole, it just kicks in and hauls balls where it doesn't stop, you know, for a span of however long.
I think
until you get to that rental car area.
They would need to have it go to Midtown, and then from Midtown somehow. I guess it wouldn't go underground. I don't know how they would do it, but they would need to have
it's not
like,
going underground. They're keeping
it. No, I understand that, but they need to have something where from Midtown, it would only like stop once in Ferndale and once in Royal Oak. It could not be stopping. You know, all the way to like 6 miles, 7 miles, 8 miles. Like.
Yeah. There's not a ton of interest between Ferndale and there. So I would think at this point, it would be a go. But they definitely will be building that up between Ferndale and downtown.
Yeah. Congratulations to a couple sports teams. Over the weekend, we got some champs going now. We got Pittsburgh.
We got some finals in.
We got some finals in, yep. The Pittsburgh Penguins.
Coming across the wire, what do we have?
The Penguins. The
Penguins have repeated as Stanley Cup champions.
First time we've had a repeat since the, 96, 97, 97, 98
I think Wings, you're correct.
I believe is what it is. And then the Golden State Warriors won last night.
2 out of 3.
Over the Cleveland LeBrons. They won, 4 games to 1? Best of 5, 4 games to 1.
Yeah. I was hoping for the sweep through the playoffs. I thought that would have been kind of cool, but.
So what were they, 17-1 or something?
15-1?
Or 16-1, right? Yeah. It was kind of cool. I watched that game last night. I guess the Warriors have decided as a team, at least initial reports are that they're not going to the White House.
Oh, man.
Like, as a team, they've decided. But they're not going to show up.
Wow.
So, yeah, I know. Anyway, the last thing I really remember, because there's like a 3-day span where I have nothing.
Benadryl haze.
Yeah. The last thing I remember, dude, it was so funny. I had no idea. Sunday, before I called you, Saturday at 2 in the morning and until 6, Beth had brought the dog over here because she had to work. And she leaves this little puppy here, which means that I have to get up at, it's 6 in the morning. I'm awake now in my robe. And she's like,
knee high robe.
Yeah. She's like, okay, the dog's here. You're good. You know, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to try to go get some sleep. But she's like, make sure you feed the dog at 9 and then at noon.
Couldn't you just roll over and open your robe and allow it to
She's not on the teat anymore. No, she's not on the teat anymore. And so I'm like, yeah, no problem. I got that. I can do that. Even though I feel like shit, I think I can handle this. I'm going to take some Theraflu and lay down for a little bit and then no problem. And so I make up some Theraflu and I drink it down. And then I'm like, okay, let me just lay down, see if I can get 2 hours of sleep in here. And I lay down and I wake up and I'm like, wow, I feel like I actually slept a little bit there. I look at my phone, 2 o'clock.
P.M.
P.M.
Woo.
2 p.m. I'm like, my God.
That's a night-night.
There's a dead dog downstairs, probably. Maybe a dead dog. And so it turns out Beth was like texting me, like, how do you feel? When she couldn't get a hold of me, she just came over at lunch and took care of the dog.
Are you suggesting the poops couldn't miss a meal?
Well.
A meal.
I know. Is it really like.
I said a meal.
They must be able to miss meeting. A meal.
I said a meal.
Yeah, but probably. But it was just funny how like knocked out I was. But before that, Saturday night, I got into it on Twitter with some people.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if have you ever done that? Probably the band thing was the last time you got into it with people.
Yeah. That wasn't even my fault. I tweeted, they responded to me.
Yeah.
I didn't tweet at anybody.
Well, do you ever get involved in a Twitter something or other where the next thing you know, you're just a bigot and a racist and a.
Not really.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it stinks when that happens. But I kind of ran into that. I don't know if you saw it over the weekend. They were having those anti-Sharia law marches.
Yeah.
Going around, and I don't know, like 18 cities in America had these anti-Sharia law marches. So anyway, I'm doing my usual thing where I'm looking through Twitter and seeing what people are talking about, and I see that one, and so I pull it up, and there's some Muslim guy on there, and he's like...
Muslim guy
on there, and he's like, here's the truth about Sharia law, you know, according to the Quran, and he goes, and he does like one of those, like one of 15 messages, and it's this whole string of shit.
Not built for Twitter, but he makes it, shoehorns it in.
Makes it fit. And so he's got this whole fucking rant about how, you know, according to Islamic law, it's all about peace and love, blah, blah,
isn't
blah.
Isn't the
blah,
best
blah.
Move on that, by the way, to make like a Word document and then snapshot that in?
Yeah.
If you're going to do something like that. Just word-wise.
Probably. I notice a lot of people doing that. Who was the other one? J.K. Rowling over the weekend did one of those where someone she trusted and thought was a smart and liberal progressive individual, this friend of hers, and called Theresa May a whore in one of his Twitter rants. All right. And one of 14 messages about what kind of a monster men are. That
honestly,
what are you doing calling her
a whore, though? Really?
I know. Well, he was probably all pissed off about whatever. And this fucking whore, blah, 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 whatever. But it's like, really, JK, we need one of 14 message, so you can get all these heroes. You're my hero. I wish you'd run for office. It's like, oh, what are we doing? What are we doing here?
JK, so, just bask in your Harry Potter glory.
Exactly.
Sit on an island.
You're a billionaire now. Shut up. I don't want to hear it. There are worse atrocities in the world than than another multimillionaire leader of a country is called a whore by someone she doesn't know on Twitter. I think she'll survive. Anyway, so this guy writes all this shit, and so I tweet back at him, this guy that's talking about the Quran and what it says about Sharia, and I'm like, yeah, that may be, but there is this other group out there, and they've got a whole different interpretation of Sharia law than you do. You would have thought I set the world on fire, Jay. I mean,
you were too sick to deal with this, Mike. How'd you have the energy?
This was pre-sickness. I think this led into my sickness.
Yeah, maybe this caused it.
This is the last thing I remember. And so all of a sudden, I'm getting stuff like, can you believe this guy still exists in today's world? And then they're doing memes at me of like this guy.
Yeah.
Just like I'm... And so I'm a dick, and I can't help but start arguing with people. And that went on for 2 hours. For 2 hours, I sat on Twitter and fought with people that were trying to stand up for Islam. I was called a bigot, a racist, a misogynist, privileged.
Which one of those do you disagree with, for the record? Any?
Wait.
All?
Which ones did I say? Bigot, racist. Misogynist, racist, xenophobe. Well, none of them really, but I didn't feel like in that. I hate this because part of my thing was, oh, here we go again. I'm just a racist. I happen to have a different opinion than you do about some of this stuff. So, of course, I'm just a natural racist. I did get, however, you'll like this, Jay. I was invited to a mosque.
Shit.
Someone invited me to a mosque.
Yeah,
and I
to
was
observe
like,
what really goes on.
Yes.
How peaceful the people really are.
Exactly. Well, to speak with true Muslims to see what it's really like. And I told him, yeah, thanks, pal, but I'll pass. To which he wrote back something like, well, you can never say that the hand was not offered to you to find peace and love. God bless, my friend, or something like that. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, whatever, dude. But yeah, I don't know.
I'd like to see the string, kind of.
I'm
like,
sorry you had to experience that, Mike.
Yeah. Well, it was funny. I was going back and forth with people. I'm trying to remember off the top of my head what some of them were, but
the last thing I remember, I was in a fight about Sharia law, and then I'm laying on my back sick for 3 days.
Yeah, I guess the problem that people had, because I was like, why would people be attacking me for attacking Sharia? Like, I even admitted in some things, look, man, I'm ignorant as shit to Islamic rule and Sharia law. Like, I'm not even going to pretend that I know enough about this. I don't want what I do know. I don't like. I don't like the way it looks. It views women and gays and all that kind of shit. So I'm not interested. And people are like, you're just a what bigoted views you have. You're just a bigot and a racist and Islamophobe. I'm like, okay. So this is what I see, and this is my opinion of that. Sorry, I don't know what to tell you. And yeah, it was fun getting ragged on like that, and I'm still getting messages from people who are still seeing the strings now, and attacking me for it. And then it immediately goes down different trails. Like,
why can't one of these
you know, all religions are like this. I mean, so what? You saying Christianity's any better? Christianity's murdered more Americans than anything. I'm like, okay, well, that wasn't what the string was about, pal. We're talking about Sharia law right now. So you want to get into an argument about Christianity at some point? Fine. And I said, you let me know the next time some fucking Christian group releases their caliphate and starts slaughtering innocent people all over the world. I'll take notice then. And you would have thought I fucking lit them on fire. Oh, they were so mad at me for that one.
The Crusades were definitely mentioned in this string.
Yeah, right.
Unquestionably, right?
Actually, I don't. Well, yeah, the Crusades were mentioned at one point.
How do you not?
Yeah, I know. But it was like, yeah, let me know when the Christians start their caliphate and start, in the name of Jesus Christ, start slaughtering people all over the world and chucking homos off roofs. You let me know when that happens, and I'm on board with this.
The homos off roofs is way over the line.
Yeah.
We've watched videos of that. That's just, oh.
Yeah. And they're like, let me guess. You hear Portland? I'm like, okay, where's he going with Portland? He's like, the guy stabbing people, white guy, blah, 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 blah. What, that doesn't matter to you? How's that any different? I'm like, so I had to put him in his place. I'm like, dude, what are you fucking talking about? You're really going to try? He was a nut job, a one-off fucking nut job who was a Bernie Sanders supporter. Don't try and pin this on Trump and white people. He's crazy.
Well, in the end, Mike, I'm really glad that the issue was settled.
Yeah, we got absolutely nowhere. But, dude, I had printed all these stories. I was on fire, and I was ready to come in Sunday, like going to bat for these people, because earlier I'd read an article in Newsweek. People are like, you just don't understand Islam. It's just nothing but peace and love. And I'm reading this article about misogyny and what it's really like in Saudi Arabia and with women driving. They won't even let women drive there.
Whoa, 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 whoa. We know about the bumper car night every third Tuesday of every other month.
Dude, they had to sheet the thing off, so there was no male eyes that could even see in there.
We know about the bumper car night, though. Mm-hmm. You can't dismiss that.
Well, apparently there's like a social media campaign, Women to Drive, in Saudi Arabia. And these women are just shit on left and right by these things, trying to push for this forward thinking. And so the Saudi women's activists are really pushing for this. And there's a new book. So the kingdom keeps throwing women in jail who are demanding basic human rights. This book is called Daring to Drive. And Manal al-Sharif is the activist name who wrote this. It was published this week in the midst of a new thing of women going to jail for driving over there. Al-Sharif is one of the founders of Women to Drive, this movement. She shares memories of growing up in Saudi Arabia when this another woman was locked up for driving a car. Her name is Lujan Al-Hulwulf. She's been behind bars. She spent 173 days in jail. And this was a couple of years ago. When she got out, she ran for public office in 2015, the first year women were allowed to run. Not bad for her, huh? Oh, yeah, they forgot to put her name on the ballot, though.
Ooh. Oh.
That sucks.
I mean, I'm sure it was just a mistake.
Sure. I'm willing to give them the benefit of the doubt, right? The Saudis have jailed domestic violence survivors. So a lot of these women are like getting the shit kicked out of them by like their husband or whatever. And so they jump in a car to leave and they go to the police and the police are like, no, 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 you're very wrong to leave your house. How dare you leave men alone at home? And then they drive them back. And this woman was jailed three times. She's like, he's kicking the shit out of me every day. And she keeps running away and they keep bringing her back and leaving her at the house.
I mean, or you hear about these women who are raped and they're accused of committing adultery.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Well, bringing shame to the family.
Wow.
So this woman is currently being held in a women's prison, first charged with a crime of disobedience, of being absent from the home. How would you like that? In her book, this woman says, she graphically describes what happens to women in Saudi prisons. Besides being vaginally searched, that sounds like fun, doesn't it? They're packed into airless group cells, crawling with cockroaches, smelling of diapers. I guess they just have babies in there. And so it just reeks of shit. Life, like so much about the theocracy's rules against female freedom, the driving law makes no sense. Women are forbidden from going around with non-related males, are forced to use separate entrances for universities, banks, even restaurants, and yet they must get in cars with men they don't know whenever they go outside. So they have like these male drivers that drive them around. I guess they harass the shit out of them. But you need permission from a man to go anywhere for a lot of these people. So there's women that are talking about, yeah, I can't go anywhere. I can't leave town and go anywhere unless I ask permission from my teenage son.
Wow.
Could you imagine? Gav has to ask
Manny.
Ask Manny for
Manny, is it okay?
Permission. Do you mind?
You as a male, are you okay with this?
Oh, I just can't even imagine it, dude. Yeah, some of these, the New York Times last year reached out to women in Saudi Arabia. Like, hey, what is life like for you there? You know, and they got like 6,000 responses, a lot of them anonymous because if it gets traced back to them, they're in a heap of shit. They did this ladies first documentary report, and most of the responses focused on the frustration over guardianship rules that force women to get permission from a male relative, husband, father, brother, or son to do things like attend college, travel abroad. What was some of the other ones? Many women were afraid to share their stories, travel abroad, marry the partner of their choice, or seek medical attention. I got into an accident once in a taxi. The ambulances refused to take me to the hospital until my male guardian arrived. I had lost a lot of blood. He had to sign off that she could get medical treatment. I could have died. Every time I want to travel, I have to tell my teenage son to allow me. I left the home and sought refuge at a human rights organization in Saudi. I told them about my problems with my father. They were not able to do anything. They advised me to go to the police to demand protection. When I did, I told the police everything, and they said that I did something wrong, committed a horrible crime in leaving the home of my father, and they placed me in prison. It's like I'm in handcuffs in society, the law, the people are against us. That's why most women choose to marry in their early 20s as a way to escape. Guess what? The man she marries is no different from her brother or, you know, or father. So, yeah.
It's funny. The overall issue is one of these ones that just eats itself because you have the supporters of the religion who want to stand up for that aspect of it. But then you have this awful discrimination going against females. And so... How do you support it wholeheartedly?
It's funny because I swear to God, dude, I don't know anything about the Sharia march that happened over the weekend. I really don't. All I know is, I don't like a lot of the stuff I read. So with the best of intentions, I said that. Now, there are all kinds of groups who are saying now, oh, the people that organize that, you know, it's just a terrorist group. But everybody can be labeled a hate group nowadays. So it's possible that I inadvertently... was tweeting in support of a hate group. And that was the problem. I can't
get your hashtags right, man.
But my intentions were solid, though.
Yeah.
I was honestly standing up for gays and for fucking women. That was my point.
Even if you didn't know about that situation, the people that you started arguing with, that had nothing to do with it at that point. You know what I mean? Those people that you're arguing with about Sharia law, like that has nothing to do with, they don't even probably know about the hate group themselves.
Well, it's just so funny how Twitter works and how people pile on to some righteous cause and like how quick they are to just
deem
you. What
are they doing in their lives, by the way? I mean,
that's how I felt. I'm like, what am I doing? Why am I texting this woman with 14 followers? Like, why am I writing her back, screaming at her after she called me a bigot and a misogynist?
What like, is she doing?
It's your competitiveness coming out. I want to win this.
I'll tell you,
she's wrong.
Claire in Tennessee, fuck you. I am not a bigot. What are you doing?
Any time in social networking, if you think... Like, if you really word something good, and you're thinking, like, okay, I got this.
is going to end it.
You never do. I mean,
that's so funny you say that, because I do have the feeling like, once I hit send here, this is going to stop the internet, because I finally figured it all out.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, insurance, we all need it, and most of us don't know what kind of coverage we have or who provides it. Let fellow TDC listener Brent Wasick from Wasick Insurance Services change all of that. Brent has over 29 years in the business and offers all types of insurance coverage, auto, home, health, life, business, commercial, and more. Call Brent Wasick at 734-455-1900. Get a free, no-obligation quote today. Again, that's 734-455-1900 and ask for Brent Wasick at Wasick Insurance.
I was going to do that read, but I'll wait. Was someone free, was that American freed from North Korea today,
dude,
Jay?
Dude, it looks like it. It looks like Rodman's doing his job over there, huh?
Is that what it is?
Dennis Rodman back in North Korea.
Dude, I know. I read that this morning. He landed apparently this morning in Pyongyang.
Now, of course, we recall his trip of, a couple years ago where he went and met with the Supreme Leader and they...
I think he's been four times now.
Had the basketball situation going on. He pulled some old washed up NBA guys over there to play like a national team.
Yeah.
And he sang happy birthday to Un at one point.
He bowed
right?
to Un,
yeah,
the Supreme Leader.
So
didn't he go to rehab right after that? Remember, he was drunk as shit.
Yes.
And he like during the press conference, he was wasted or something. And people were like, what's up with Rodman? And I think he went straight to rehab from that.
And we and others speculated that Rodman might be the only guy with connections to both Trump and Un.
It's
like
incredible.
This strange
like
go between.
Personally,
yes, like this strange potential go between. Mm-hmm. Is it possible that the CIA enlisted this dude? Much like the interview plot.
Oh, wow.
With Seth Rogen.
I see where you're going with this.
To go over there and
kill Un?
Well, I don't know, kill him, but get something done, you know?
Dude, I know. As funny as it is.
Look at that stadium, how weird that is.
It's crazy.
We have a picture of this exhibition game that happened. They're lining up on the court before the game.
Hit play.
And the way this thing is tiered, it's just an odd-looking stadium. Everybody's sitting so still and...
Yeah. And they're all wearing the identical thing, man. They're all wearing these blazers, like dark blazers. No one's standing up and cheering.
Happy birthday to you.
My God.
Oh. They don't know what to do.
Fucking weird is that?
Oh.
It's so odd, man.
Oh.
Dennis Rodman. Friends with Un somehow.
It's crazy. Yeah, these audiences.
Look at the game.
They don't know how to look like those NBA players. So like a foot and a half taller than all these guys.
That had to have been the oddest situation for them to play. It's just silent, And everybody's just sitting very still, as Mike said.
Not knowing how to react, probably yeah. waiting for
Look at those. There's no banners anywhere, like cheering your team on. Or
why are they even having a shot clock at this point? Like,
oh, they cheer for North Korea, though.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Hell yeah, you better. Yes, but to your point, Mike.
You got it. There you go.
Otto Warmbier, jailed U.S. student, was freed today, according to the Associated Press. And Rex Tillerson.
Now,
and this is a dude who allegedly stole a poster out of a hotel room.
Yeah.
He was over there somehow, some way, tried in prison.
Was that
in
a North school Korea trip or a church trip or something?
One of those two.
Yeah.
Served just over a year of his 15-year sentence. He was sentenced to, like, hard labor.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly for taking down a sign of the late dictator Kim Jong, whatever his name was.
Ill?
Yeah, ill. He was with a tour group. As of Tuesday morning, Warmbier was on his way back to Cincinnati. Although details surrounding the dramatic events were not released. But they're saying that the dude could be in a coma.
What?
Yes, that he contracted botulism over there. I don't know if he had a bad can of corn or what.
That happens.
Yeah, you know, you take one of those cans with a dent in it, they tell you not to do that. Yeah. And that's why, right here. Cautionary tale.
Wow. I bet he's really thin. Isn't everyone that's released out of there like super malnutrition? And
yeah, they don't have any reports on that. But the dude is in a coma.
Oh,
so his
God.
Family's been fighting for over a year trying to get him released, and he gets released maybe through Rodman. I don't know.
I mean, is that coincidence that Rodman lands and he's released like that same day?
I don't know.
Hmm.
Could Rodman have this strange diplomatic power?
Dude, honest to God, I'm
Could
not even
he be
kidding.
The guy who disarms North Korea.
We are living in such a comical time right now.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, like, why not? If nobody can have conversations with North Korea from the West, except Dennis Rodman, as cartoonish as that sounds, I could see him bumbling in there and telling Kim Jong-un, like, let's work this out or something.
Well,
like,
I did
insane,
my part to
but...
get to the bottom of it. I tweeted at Rodman yesterday asking,
did you?
Is it too much to ask at Dennis Rodman to interview that little son of a bitch, Oon, while he's over there, as in rice and handshake, hashtag duty as American.
Yeah.
You know?
Did he respond?
He hasn't yet. I'm still awaiting a response.
Did Oon respond?
No.
Oh, that's interesting.
They're busy, you know?
Yeah. Anyway, he was over there, Rodman. He gets there. It's a promotional tour, too. He's being sponsored by a pot currency or something.
Really?
Yes. So he's wearing a t-shirt that says pot, like pot coin. And it's, I don't know, it has to do with marijuana and currency of some sort. And he says, I'm pretty sure he's pretty much happy as far as like asked if Trump knows about this or whatever. He says, I'm pretty sure he's pretty much happy with the fact that I'm over here trying to accomplish something that we both need. Yeah, see him in his potcoin.com shirt.
God, how weird.
According to the administration, our administration, he's going there as a private citizen. Potcoin is sponsoring the trip. And so Rodman said to them, I'm really looking forward to spending time with the wonderful people of North Korea and, of course, visiting the supreme leader, Kim Jong-un. I want to thank the folks at Potcoin. They realized the importance of this trip and made it all possible for me.
He's got a great opportunity. Who knows, man?
Yeah.
I think the guy's a complete dolt, obviously, but I got to believe the CIA has talked to this dude and tried to get something going at the very
least. Do you
really
think
so? At the very least, the release of this guy.
Yeah.
For sure. I'm sure there's a list of things they'd love for him to get done if possible.
Dude, you're allowed in there for some reason.
Yeah,
none of us are.
For some reason, this guy likes you.
Yeah.
We'd love you as Americans to
he loves 80s,
be able to do this.
80s movies and basketball, so... If you can get in there and talk
Dennis
to him.
Dennis Rodman specifically.
Wow, you're probably right. Why wouldn't they? If they know he's got connections in there, like that high
and
up.
Trump knows him from The Apprentice.
He did two seasons of The Apprentice. It's incredible. Last time he was there was in 2013 with the Globetrotters. He went with the Harlem Globetrotters for an HBO series that they did. Trump called Rodman smart for that trip in 2013. The world is blowing up around us. Maybe Dennis is a lot better than what we have. Dennis is not a stupid guy. He's smart in many ways, very streetwise. I guess he's been there four times. We'll see what happens, but...
Hey, everybody, check out the DetroitCast listener business page. It's a page under the Help the Show tab on our website, DetroitCast.com. The page includes businesses owned by listeners. Take a look. It'd be great to support supporters of the show. This is something that's growing and changing over time, so make sure you come back to it. And most importantly, make sure you're using the businesses, recommending them to friends and families. Today's featured listing is Exquisite Kitchen Designs. Exquisite Kitchens will create the kitchen or bathroom of your dreams. They also provide sales to contractors directly. TDC discounts apply. Also, Old Time Photo, the most fun in Frankenmuth. Big E knows that.
I need to get up there.
Reserve your appointment online today. Promo code TDCJ. Again, that's code TDCJ. All right. They also travel for weddings and special events. So please check out that page and use those folks.
The other thing that happened over the weekend I was sad to see is Batman died.
Yeah, Adam West, man. Yeah. You kind of think of him as the original, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that is the original, really. I mean, 1960s, 66 to 68 is all that show ran for those 2 years. But I didn't even know he was sick. Apparently he had leukemia.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Did you? I know we've talked about that series before, but I'm there, Batman and Burt Ward.
God, that's so goofy. I love that show, though.
I did too, man.
There was something just so different about it, and it was exciting when it came on. I mean, I always kind of finished it hoping it would have been better, but it was a different show for sure, you know?
Yeah.
Live action of cartoons that you had seen, comics that you had seen. So.
Yeah. And the car was so cool, you know, the Batmobile and the Batcave. And,
hell yeah.
Boy, he doesn't look too ripped when you think of it.
No.
Look at that outfit.
That's as good as he looked right there in that picture, honestly.
Yeah,
There were times where he just looked
way more
tubby.
Doughy
and supple.
Mm-hmm. Look at
that. Seriously, that's about as cool as Adam West could look in that prior picture. Look at him there.
Yeah.
Just standing straight.
Look at that utility belt. I don't even know what's going on in there.
It's just so campy, dude.
Mm-hmm. It was awesome at the time, though. It really was. Remember the fights and the bam, pow, all that stuff. Well, of course, the reports are coming out now about what a fucking horn dog he was back in the day. You know,
you could tell his interaction with Catwoman was like way over the line. Even as a kid, that made me uncomfortable. I was like,
really?
This guy's a creeper.
he's doing lines from the show. The writers were creeps then.
Yeah, I honestly thought like this guy's just creepy the way he's acting this out. This is weird.
They said that he was into booze and chicks, man. And at times he would bang.
Who amongst us isn't?
It's right.
Yeah.
He was banging like 8 chicks a day. And I guess he and Robin.
Burt Ward
were fucking so many chicks on set that they didn't have time between takes to get their uniform off. So they would just do quickies like in their Batman uniforms.
Holy shit.
And just like pull their dick out, bang a chick, and then, Adam, we need you back on the set. Be right out.
It's back on set. He's got some moisture around his groin area. Hey, Adam, we got to powder that down.
Yeah. Dude, that's so funny, man. 8 chicks a night. West reportedly became a regular at orgies. Once he and Frank Gorshin, remember Frank Gorshin?
Yeah, the Riddler, right?
The Riddler, yeah. He said that he and Gorshin were banned from an orgy because they kept doing their role of like Batman and the Riddler even in the orgy.
They're like, cut it out.
Get out of here, you weirdos. So, we walked in, and it was an orgy. So I immediately went into the Batman character. Frank went into the Riddler because we were making each other laugh. It was funny to us. We were kicked out. We were expelled from the orgy. He struggled after that show, you know, with being typecast and all that. But he did kind of have a resurgence with Family Guy.
Yeah, that's right.
Watch that show. He's been the mayor on that show, just this bumbling idiot of a mayor. On that show.
And when I think Comic-Con, I think of those two guys as really like being the anchor to those early Comic-Cons.
Yeah. Especially, they didn't get along, which was weird because you had to, like, they hated each other. I don't know how it ended with them. Like, if they were cool now, I didn't see if Burt Ward tweeted anything or you know. But I remember, like, they couldn't be in the same room. Like, they had to separate them at Comic-Cons where they couldn't see each other.
What could they have done that? You said the show went 2 seasons.
Yeah.
And then...
I think if memory serves, and my memory sucks, but I'm pretty sure Ward said some shit about West in a tell-all.
That's creative.
Yeah. And so when Burt did that, you know, now the gloves are off.
Yeah.
And so you could see, like, if I wrote a book and shit all over you...
Sure.
We might need to be separated at Comic-Con
years to come. But Ward knows that's the payoff to the book, so he's willing to do it. Yeah.
Right.
So you're kind of whoring your friend out.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. So anyway, tough go, but, you know, 88, I guess he was.
God bless him.
Yeah. We'll miss Burt or Adam West.
Don't write off Burt Ward.
I'm not writing him. He doesn't look as good either. Pull up a picture of Burt Ward. I wonder how he's doing nowadays.
While you do that, hey, our friends at Zotford and Holly want to celebrate summer with sick deals nearly as ripe as Biggie's wretched stink ass. For example, lease a new 17 Ford Fusion SE for just $118 a month, or lease a new 17 Ford Escape SE at just $129 a month. Both are just 24-month leases. Much like Mike's groceries in his fridge, these deals won't last long. Surf their superb deals and massive inventory at dealsinthed.com.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Look, I'm taking a glimpse right now at our future if we make it someday to our 80s. There we are.
You're right. I call Adam West.
Oh, no, you didn't even have to call it. Everyone knew you were Adam West. There I am. Yeah, buddy.
Horizontal stripes and all.
Yep, not a good look. Oh, that would suck. You look at this picture of him, and it's like so much ahead. You know what I mean? Well, just the youth.
Yeah.
The youth right there. Look at Catwoman, how so much hot promise. She is. Oh, the whole thing's ahead of you. Look at there's poor Bert.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that's the same guy, man. Mm-hmm. Well, he had his fun. You know, he squeezed every ounce of everything out of those 2 years on the show.
Oh, can you imagine making a total career? A career.
That's your total identity.
Yeah. Something you did when you were 22 to 24. Yeah. And it's like, yep, you can ride that wave forever. Till you die, you can ride. All you do, you get a stack of headshots and you just sign them for eternity. And that's your thing now.
Comic-Con.
It's all about the Comic-Con. You'll remember this story, Jay, that there was a cop in Georgia. And he...
He was fucking bitches.
Well, all of them are fucking bitches, but this is Sheriff Jeffrey Mann, and he was arrested after a cop saw him just fucking jerking it
in
Piedmont Park in Georgia on May 6th.
Was it one of these male meetup places? Yeah.
One of these really sketchy, seedy parts of town. Yeah. And
George Michael situation.
Yeah. And so a cop rides up on like a bicycle, like bicycle cop, and he's like, look at my dick and balls! Look at my dick and balls! And the cop's like, flashlights him, and then the foot chase is on.
Yeah.
And finally the cop gives up, and he's taken down to Chinatown, gets arrested, and he gave himself a self-imposed one-week suspension, which was nice.
Sounded like a big misunderstanding to me.
Yeah.
When we read the story initially.
This is the one that bothered me because it was a black cop. And it was like, this is such a white guy crime.
Very much so.
You know, I think at the time it was like, stay in your lane, gentlemen. Let's not start doing this where you're whipping your dick and balls out in public. That is a white devil crime, period.
We own that.
Yeah. Hands up.
That all white people are fucking devils.
So anyway, the Georgia governor, Nathan Deal, issued an executive order suspending Mann from duty for 40 days. That's pretty incredible that he's keeping his job, though.
Well, you have to investigate it, Mike.
Well, they are going to investigate it, or they did. He got a panel of like two cops and someone else, a judge or something.
If a union's involved, that doesn't surprise me at all that he would remain employed through all this.
And yeah. Yeah, well, they've closed their investigation. He's got a 40-day suspension, and he plans to remain on the job.
It's going to be so hard to go back to work to me, though. Like
his picture's everywhere. Like, right. You can't pull anyone over. I mean, the odds of someone going, hey, aren't you the guy?
Wait a second.
Shit, man. Ain't you the guy that was jacking it in Piedmont?
You're right, dude.
Come on. Seriously, man. Can I get a picture really quick? Can you sign this for me? He's going to be signing autographs as the cop that was jacking it in Piedmont Park. And this guy cannot bust anyone for indecent exposure outside, right?
Pot, meat, cuddle.
Oh, man. Anyway, let's take a quick timeout. I think we got another half hour left, Jay. I think we can pull this off.
You can do it, Mike.
I think we
can
do this.
You can do it.
We're trying. Anyway, we'll come back with some news on Tiger Woods. And I got a great video to show you, too.
Oh, I can't wait.
Another one of these where I'm not going to say the age of the person, but someone ended up driving through a wall or something.
Oh, yes. I love these.
I know. So do I. We'll show you that and much more next.
The Detroit Cast continues after this short break.
Hi, everyone. This is Kelly Menino, your event coordinator for the Hamlin Pubs. Did you know that Hamlin Pubs offer two private rooms at each location, both located in Shelby Township? We specialize in all kinds of events, from bridal and baby showers, dinner rehearsals, to corporate luncheons and wedding receptions. My team is committed to making your occasion your most memorable event. Give me a call today so that we can plan your next event. Call me at 586-596-1425 or visit our website at hamlinpubs.com.
The Detroit Cast continues now, bitches. Here's Mike and Jay.
All right, welcome back to the Detroit Cast. Mike and Jay. And I mentioned Tiger Woods just before the break. And police in Florida have revealed that Xanax and Vicodin were the mystery drug combination found in his system. I thought that doesn't surprise me at all, to be honest with you. You know, when you've had as much surgery as he's had, didn't he go to, he went to rehab at one point, I believe, for painkiller addiction before.
I thought it was for sex
addiction.
I thought
it was sex.
Well, he did that too, yes. Which is hilarious, the whole idea of.
He wants to bang chicks like all of us.
Yeah. Well, it's weird because like food addiction and sex addiction, it's not something that you can live without. You know what I mean? Like, so if you go for painkillers, they just go, yeah, you can't do narcotics anymore. That's just, you fucked that game up and now you can't do that anymore. And you can't do that.
Go for like, sex, and they're like, you just have to manage your boner.
Yeah.
Just manage it better.
Do better with that.
Just stroke it to completion on your own rather than breaking up your family.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to write you a prescription for 3 masturbatory sessions per week and 2 rounds of Congress per week, nothing more. That's it.
Go see a therapist, Big E, for instruction.
That's right. But, yeah, it's not something you knock off entirely, and food is the same way. So the first public reports had blanked out the combination of drugs, and they're not sure as to why that was blanked out at first, and now it's been, or what would that be, redacted at the time, and then it's unredacted now. It's not clear why they was like that. So he had, you know, obviously a lot of back problems, and so he'd previously been to rehab for Vicodin, and he returned to rehab over the weekend, and boy, wouldn't this be nice, man? It's like, yep, I got a problem I got to go deal with. So I'm going to take the entire floor of the men's ward. I'm just going to get that whole thing there. And so everyone that's in there right now can leave. I'll be taking that over for the next 28 days to be treated for painkiller addiction.
Aren't those places, too, like the high-end ones, like one room in those things are like thousands per day, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But
so you can only imagine a whole floor of one of these
swimming pools,
well-known places,
meals 3 times a day.
Yeah,
smoke cigarettes.
I guess this all comes down to like for his part of his divorce with Elin Nordegren.
Yeah, the babysitter.
The babysitter, right? Like as far as custody goes, I guess they have like 50-50 split on custody, but that's like. Part of the deal is
contingent on him being sober,
of you not being a disaster in the press, something like that. It's weird the way they said it, but so she's got concerns and they've got this joint custody.
Why does he even want those kids?
Come on, he loves Sam and Charlie.
I think does he?
Sam and Charlie, they're great kids. And so I guess if he's a disaster in the press, then it goes to like 70-30. Or something like that. And so he's trying to
find disaster in the press.
I'm telling you, this
is the disaster.
I mean, I would agree. This is a bit of a press disaster. But
okay,
what's the term and how is it defined in the contract?
Part of their agreement was that Woods was to avoid any public scandal.
Okay, public scandal.
So I paraphrased. Disaster in the press. Disaster in the press. So no public scandal.
There must be a sub paragraph defining that. I'd love to know what that means.
Yeah, you're probably right. That would be.
I wouldn't agree to that if I was Tiger.
Yeah,
like, fuck you. What you can claim anything's a public scandal. Oh wow, you know.
Yeah, that's
Tiger's
irresponsible.
Not playing golf anymore. Scandalous.
That's irresponsible by the attorneys.
It's
got to
be further defined.
That. You think so?
We don't know that it's not.
That's according to a source, a friend of his. So it could have been like me, and I went, "Yeah, he can't have any disasters in the press." And his friend just said public scandals. Because you're right. That's like a totally unfair thing to put on him. It's like, well, yeah, 99.9% of the public, it doesn't matter what they do. It's not worthy of scandal. Like, anything I do is newsworthy.
Yeah.
So at that point, anything can be made scandalous. Yeah, I don't know. But
So what do you think about that combo, the Xanax and Vicodin?
Yeah, it's a popular one.
Yeah.
Yep. A lot of people have done.
I've heard that. People who are out of the know, like, oh my gosh, you know, they say that the combination of those two could kill you.
Yeah. It could slow down your breathing rate and
no
kill you.
No shit. Man.
Well, how do you think?
Like, did he know? Was he aware of these? possible side effects?
Some medical professional should have informed him of the possibility of his breathing being slowed. This could absolutely harm him physically. Yeah, he knows.
So how does this go then? The dude has a bunch of back problems, knee problems over the years. He gets prescribed, as everybody does now. If you have a little inkling of pain, you get this huge prescription of Vicodin.
Yeah.
And the unwary or the people who like the feeling of it, go ahead and take that. Mm-hmm. I think most people now know, like, you got to be super careful with that shit.
Yeah.
So it could have been that he gets hooked into that years ago and just is in that cycle of just regular use. When does the Xanax come in? Anti-anxiety, right? Does that just come in because the combination is sweet?
I don't know. I don't know much about Xanax, to be honest with you. I don't know what that would be, because I would think, like, there are other drugs. Like, one of those is a downer. Like, Xanax would put you to sleep, but so will painkillers. Will kind of bring mellow you down. So I don't know. Usually you see like an up and a down. That was what like Belushi and Elvis and all them did. They would do, you know, heroin that would bring them down, and then they would do something to ramp them up. You know, whatever drug of du jour of the day was. So I don't know the. I would think of that as more of a double downer. Mm. So I don't know, but yeah, it's a scary thing, and it's one of those where if you're having surgeries like that, they're going to put you on pain meds. There's just no way around that. And if you've got a problem with that stuff in the past, you just have to be. I think you have to be super super careful. Like,
and I think you have to just sack up and be in pain for a few days. Honestly, God, I know we as Americans don't want to accept that, but we've gotten to this point where we know this shit's super dangerous. Like, dude, your back's going to hurt a bit if you have back surgery. Like, take some ibuprofen and sack up for a couple.
Yeah.
You do not want to be addicted to this shit. It's life altering.
It's definitely life altering.
It can quickly happen with one prescription, right?
Dude, they say, like doctors will give you a 30-day script for something, and they say after like 7 days, you can start having, like 4 to 7 days, you can start having feelings of like,
I need this.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, when you got people that get these severe surgeries, back surgeries, knee replacements, hip replacements, where you're really fucking laid up and they're super, super painful, you can imagine being how easy it would be to be on a 2-month script. Yeah. And then all bets are off, man. You can go down that road really fast. And now the danger is, they're cutting all that stuff. You're seeing doctors. We had that story last week of that doctor in New York.
Doctor,
basically a Dr. Feelgood. It was writing tens of thousands. I think they said he prescribed 2.2 million oxy pills.
Out of a family practice.
Yeah, right. And so you see guys like that going down, and doctors are now like, they're getting they're starting to be in trouble for this stuff. And so
whether he goes down is neither here nor there, okay, Mike?
Well, if he's a generous lover, he will.
Yeah. That's on him to decide. Who are we to say?
But that was just something you never saw. Doctors don't go down. I shouldn't say doctors don't go down.
If they want to risk throat cancer, they don't.
Doctors don't get in trouble for prescribing. That's something that they're very protected. That's a really tough thing to bring against a doctor. And so to see doctors, should I word this, not going down, but...
you could just say getting in trouble.
Getting in trouble. Thank you, E. For stuff like this is very telling. And so what they're doing is they're getting more and more paranoid, and they're just like, ah! They're cutting people off, and so those people are just going immediately to the streets because there's the equivalent high in heroin, and it's cheaper. Problem is, you don't know what you're getting with heroin. You just don't know. And so that becomes more and more dangerous, and that's why we often talk about how, boy, this is going to be a real problem sometime soon down the road for this country. It really is.
Hey, Mark Leibovitz has 16 years of institutional investment experience, including being a senior portfolio manager on a mutual fund. His background is in investments, not sales. Let him use his experience to build an investment plan for you. He's not going to be a sales guy. As you mentioned the other day, one of our listeners wrote in and said he went to see Merck. Merck didn't try to sell him on a bunch of shit. He could have.
Yep.
But he said, no, dude, you've got your money exactly where you want it to be.
Yep.
Run along, my friend. Enjoy your earnings. Call Mark Leibovitz at LPL Financial at 248-626-2000. You can absolutely trust him. E, did you have something to say about Merck?
Yes, I did.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC.
G had a nice consultation with Merck the other day. He's shifting some money over to him and discussed his plan for going forward.
Very good.
He was very impressed with Merck. Very, very impressed. Did you happen to see? Do you watch 60 Minutes? I know you're usually over here by the time a lot of this
cable
airs.
Cable either, so
yeah, you've got that sling box, though, so you basically have every channel in existence. So anyway, really not a good argument anymore. Anyway, do you?
By the way, I utilized that sling box hardcore the other night. Watched USA draw with Mexico in Mexico City.
Excellent.
What'd you think about that game? Did you guys watch?
Did they build the wall yet?
I actually thought about watching it, and I did not watch.
What night was it?
They have never won in Azteca. Okay, we're talking 60 some matches in Mexico City against the Mexican national team. The U.S. has never.
Are they traditionally good,
them.
Mexico?
They're decent. Like they've obviously been way better than the U.S. over the decades. But you know, the U.S. is closing the gap a lot internationally.
Sure,
and they're pretty equal to the U.S. the last 10, 12 years.
Yeah,
but they've never won, dude. And they drew there only for the third time. I think 1-1. Beautiful goal by Michael Bradley, if anybody wants to look that up.
I did not see it, but...
I mean, beautiful strike.
I really thought... I saw the commercials on ESPN, and I thought about watching, and I honestly forgot.
World Cup's right around the corner, E.
I know, and when that comes, I will get my... my
pom-poms?
Scarf. My scarf and my USA clothing, and I'll be right out on Campus Martius again.
Until then. Paint in his face.
So that's what you were watching Sunday night?
Hell
so
yes.
You weren't watching Megyn Kelly's show?
No.
Well, she caused quite an uproar. In the last 2 minutes of her show, she was promoting what's going to be on next week.
Mike Lindell?
It's not Mike Lindell
yet.
Oh,
no. When's he coming?
I don't know. She said over the summer.
Mike Lindell. Can you hear me?
Yep. Coming in loud and clear as always, Mike. No, she was promoting that she's got Alex Jones on.
I'm looking for some drugs here. I could care less what you guys have going on between you two.
Alex Jones, false flag operation, inside job, that guy. And so,
dude, I saw a car the other day. You want to talk about like bumper stickers? This person must have just been the ultimate as far as Trump. He had like a Trump Pence sticker, Hillary for prison sticker, and an InfoWars sticker on the back of his car.
I think we know where he stands. Who is John Galt?
So anyway, she ended up tweeting a clip of this interview too, where she's talking to him about like Sandy Hook and stuff, because inside job.
Let me guess, people are flipping out because they don't support his views, and so they're pulling sponsors, right?
Yeah.
Did they pull sponsors when she talked to Putin? Just because she has someone on with different ideas doesn't mean you have to run and pull sponsors and view NBC as in bed with that person she's talking to.
That's
the idea. You interview people that are interesting.
Totally agree. And honestly, my ears perk up. It's like, oh, wow, I hope someone's going to take him to task on Sandy Hook or 9/11. Give someone a chance to go, what are you talking about, dude? Do you honestly believe this stuff? And let him be a nut job, but let's hear from him. But no, that's too much for us. We can't handle that. So we need to shut it down. And honestly, I don't know how this plays out. JP Morgan Chase pulled their ads. And
for what?
As an advertiser, I am repulsed that at Megyn Kelly would give a second of airtime to someone who says Sandy Hook and Aurora are hoaxes.
But that's the point. Maybe she'll go on there and rail him for it.
I would be willing to bet she is counter to his viewpoint.
Right.
You think?
And she will challenge him on that. Now, we've talked about Megyn Kelly not being like the greatest interviewer, not like the most hard-hitting person, but are you fucking kidding me? You think she's going to last another second on NBC if she takes the view that he takes?
Yeah.
She's going to challenge him on those things.
Yeah, and I think that's what the clip showed. And so,
Christ, dude.
I don't know. I agree with you. It's like newsmakers exist, and you want to get their point of view, get in their head, talk to them. If you can interview someone who's making news for stuff like that, you do. That's what you do.
Yeah, it's not like she's uncovering this guy and introducing him to the world. Mm-hmm. The world knows about him. Now, go ahead and let him spew his shit and then talk about it.
Yes.
And let viewers judge.
Well, JP Morgan has asked for its local and digital ads to be removed from all NBC programming until after Kelly's show airs on Sunday. Okay, so they don't want their ads being bumpered with promos for... So I get it. Like, if that's your stance, if they're not... And it sounds like once the show airs, then we can run ads again. Whatever. I guess I don't have a big problem with that, if that's really how you feel. So following, she posted this thing on Twitter writing, it was a riveting exchange, promise you that, and then this clip. And so that didn't go over well, and Chelsea Clinton had to jump in too. Can Chelsea Clinton fuck off
yeah,
already?
Yeah, what is her end game, man?
Dude, I don't know. This moron just like jumps into everything. Like I'm constant. Any
all of a sudden.
Yeah.
You know, she was silent forever, and then all of a sudden she's got a voice.
It's so weird to me too. Like any progressive thing that's going on out there that the left is outraged about, all of a sudden we need to know what Chelsea Clinton thinks, the most privileged fucking white American in the history of this country. Like, give me a break. Give me a break.
She did denounce Kathy Griffin, though. I remember that.
Oh, she sure did. I believe she wanted her fired immediately. So she went on and said, there is no justification for amplifying lies or a liar, particularly about unimaginable tragedy. I hope no parent, no person watches this.
Did they similarly object to Putin being on? Because many claim he's a murderer.
Yeah, oh yeah. Lots of people do.
A liar, murderer? I didn't see this outrage before. I think people wanted to know what he would say.
Well, Chelsea used to work for NBC News. I mean...
Got there on her own merit.
Well, yeah,
you know, climbed the ladder.
Started as an intern, I'm
assuming.
Sure. You know,
just worked her ass off.
Sandwiches at first, you know.
Right. Once her career as an author was done, she went back to a career in production in the news division at a major
Daddy,
outlet.
Daddy, I want to be in production.
Oh, my God. We know she wrapped up her career in film production too for a while. She had a nice career in film production for a bit, and then you know I mean like most people that decide to go into a field of film production, they do that for a couple of years and then they move on to something else. That doesn't sound privileged or weird.
Do you want to be further annoyed by Chelsea Clinton?
Please.
I read that she and her husband are raising their children as bilingual, so Spanish and English in the household at all times.
Agua? I hate you for telling me that. I'm mad at you for telling me that. But I hate her, but I didn't need to know that. By the way, in case you were wondering, Chelsea is a former NBC employee working there for 3 years from 2011 to 2014.
Working.
As quote, and I quote, because most job titles come with a quote, a special correspondent.
To what?
What's your job title? I am a special correspondent. For the news division.
To what?
Her annual salary for that was...
Oh, boy.
$600,000.
Fuck. Dude.
Shit. Oh, shit.
But you guys remember her hard-hitting interviews. One of her most famous interviews was with... The Geico Gecko. I'm not kidding. I'm not shitting
you. I love
that
guy, though.
Yeah, he is kind of dope, isn't he? $600,000, despite her infrequent appearances on the network. I hate this girl. I hate her. So anyway, people are just piling on though, and I don't know what ends up happening. My fear is this gets yanked, and next Sunday's show does not feature Alex Jones on it.
This does not bode well for my man Mike Lindell.
This Mike Lindell, can you hear me?
Right, because he's viewed as a big Trump supporter, staunch conservative. Are they going to go to war with him, too?
Yeah, plus I've got that background with my guy Ty and all the drugs.
Absolutely.
I don't know. They could pin him as though like a feel-good comeback story, you know, good Christian.
My wife's really going to be upset about this.
Good Christian. What does NBC and progressives want with
good
Christian?
Yeah, that's true. That's a knock against him. I forgot about that. What with him being a Christian and the other thing you've noted that I forgot already?
Redemption story.
The redemption story is good.
I used to be a professional card counter.
Yes.
Of course you were, Mike.
I'd love to hear someone take him to task, though, on some of his conspiracy theories. 9/11 attacks are an inside. It's an inside job.
Yeah, this is the biggest forum ever with him on it, with the opportunity to challenge him, right?
Outside a Stern show, probably.
Did Stern really like hard-hitting way challenge him?
I don't know.
Or just kind of like laugh along with him?
Maybe laugh along. As far as like a news segment goes. Yeah.
So opponents ought to look at this as an opportunity.
Boston Marathon, false flag attack staged by the FBI. Oklahoma City bombing. He said this is government-manufactured terror attack that was devised to help Bill Clinton boost numbers in the polls. Gabby Gifford shooting. My gut tells me this is a staged mind control operation.
Government employs geometric psychological warfare experts that know exactly how to indirectly manipulate unstable people through the media.
E, you're an agent of Alex Jones. How do you feel about this?
Yeah, where's my money? I think I got a national TV.
Bill Clinton is a racist.
Exactly. I don't know how come I didn't get that check.
He does say, I guess she takes him to task on Sandy Hook, and he's like, the media doesn't care about all the other evil wars going on. There are millions of people killed all the time, you know. And she's like, yeah, but there's a difference. I looked at the he says,
yeah, I looked at all the angles of Newtown.
Oh, he did. He was the hard hitting look he took at the
all the angles of Newtown. And I made my statements before the media even picked it up.
He initially argued the government was behind the murders, but later amended that conspiracy to say that there were no deaths at Sandy Hook and the victims were played by child actors.
Oh, man.
On Monday, he changed that stance again, telling listeners...
Wouldn't that be great if that was true?
Yeah. He now believes Sandy Hook did happen, or at least the children died there. Here's the problem with this. And, whatever. You want to be some whack job in conspiracy theory. His listeners, though, are very active, and so they have tracked down these family members and wanting to play ball with his show. They've scoured,
harassed.
They fucked with, harassed. They've showed up at events, like charity events, to raise money in their dead child's
didn't
name.
Didn't one of them run alongside one in a 5K, just yes, spouting off, you know, your sister didn't die there.
Yeah. That was the teacher that was covering the students,
yeah,
that was murdered. I can't.
It was her sister that was running in the event,
right? And she was running with a Sandy Hook is bullshit T-shirt, and then harassing them. And so what these people are also doing is going and scouring social media, and they're getting pictures of family, and they're looking for clues that this is an inside job.
Yeah,
basically terrorizing these families. And honestly, when you think of those families, I cannot think everybody agrees. There is nothing worse for a parent than the death of a child, period, hands down. Everyone agrees with that. And so the thought that these parents would go through this, arguably the most unimaginable tragedy in this country's history, Sandy Hook, Adam Lanza goes in with an AK-47 and mows down a classroom of sixth graders.
You better be accurate in saying AK-47 because you're going to get hit by 19 emails.
It was either an AR-15 or an AK. I think it was an AR-15. Thank you. I'm pretty sure it was an AR.
Did it have
you could probably look
did it
this
have a
up.
Clip?
It had a magazine in it. Is it a clip or a magazine? I don't remember. A
magazine.
Fuck. So he had an extra clip, and he put that in there and then mowed down all those kids. And as if that's not horrible enough, now you have to be harassed by these fucking monsters. So
And you wonder how much he believes in that issue and how much he's just churning.
Yeah.
You know, just to get his name out and just to, to churn listens. Does this guy really believe in all these conspiracies? Or is he just hanging on to... You know that there's a segment of society out there who just is going to believe everything's a conspiracy. Nothing is as it seems. There's got to be a government conspiracy behind it. And he's just taking advantage of that.
Yeah. And I'm fine. If you want to go, the moon landing, fake. You know, whatever. You can have your
doesn't hurt anybody.
You know, the UFOs are real, and it's Area 51.
The Yeti, righty? Yeah, I mean, you're a huge proponent of the Yeti and Sasquatch. I forget which one. I think you believe in one more than the other. Fairies as well.
No, I'm not kidding. I don't know where the fuck this has come from, but I don't believe in any of that shit. Now, I do believe, however, I don't know that I believe that. I don't believe that Oswald killed Kennedy. So I will say I'm on board with Lee Harvey Oswald or whatever. I don't believe that he killed Kennedy. But I do not have any belief in these Yeti bullshit. I don't know where you're
talking. How do you respond to Gulliver? And the Lilliputians pinning him down. I don't know. I mean, what say you, sir?
I don't. It's a fucking fairy tale. I don't know how to. It's a book. I don't know. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say to that. Honestly.
Back to the original. Okay, so what kind of guns do they have at Sandy Hook?
I don't even know what these
kinds
are.
If Sandy Hook actually happened,
Lanza had a Bushmaster.
Shit.
And he had a 10mm Glock handgun. God
damn it. He had an Asmish Sega 12 shotgun. It was found in his car. I could have sworn it was an AR-15 and he had multiple clips.
Loaded for bear, man.
Ugh. Oh, that face. Remember that face in that picture?
Is the Bushmaster just an AR-15, though?
I don't really
know. Just another spin-off of that?
The Bushmaster in his car, though?
No, I think he had that in handguns.
See if a Bushmaster is the same as an AR-15. please be an AR.
I think it is, dude. Yeah. When you said AK, I knew you were off.
Yeah, I almost said Kalashnikov, and I knew that wasn't going to be right. It's one of those long ones that shoots really fast. Yeah.
And all you guys out there who know all that shit about guns and are going to write us in,
good for you.
How many of you have shot AKs like me and Mike?
Yeah, we have.
Yep.
And a Tommy gun.
AK-47 from the hip.
And a Tommy gun.
And we're going to do it again, too, soon.
Kick ass.
Crack texted me over the weekend, was like, dude, when are we going to go?
Let's get out there.
When are we going to go? And every time he texts me about this, I'm like, yeah, we got to get Russell out there and get his training going. You know, the Chinamen have been working. Their three-year-olds have been in training to be assassins, international assassins, since they were three.
Russell's fallen behind.
Yeah.
The knee injury has put him behind a little bit, but we'll get him up back to speed. Yeah, so a Bushmaster is an AR.
Good call, Jay.
Hey, I mentioned Mike Lindell a moment ago.
Yes, Mike Lindell.
This is Mike Lindell. Can you hear me?
Who amongst us would not like a better night's sleep? Well, we have a solution. MyPillow. Mike Lindell and the fine folks at MyPillow have partnered with the Detroit Cast in an effort to get all of you sleeping like babies every night. Stop flip-flopping like a guppy all night long and go to MyPillow.com and use the code TDC. You, of course, know about MyPillow's world-famous pillows, complete with patented fill and their machine washability. But MyPillow also has all types of bedding-related products, even pet beds for the poops.
Yep.
All of their products are high quality and American-made. So again, go to MyPillow.com and use TDC coupon code. That's the key. Use TDC code for the best discount.
The person, let's see, I'm trying to find her name here really quick, Jay. The girl that was running. That interrupted the charity run for the Sandy Hook thing. Her last name was Soto. Run for Soto. It was the annual memorial run for Soto. I think that woman was jailed for that for a few months.
I believe you're correct.
Yeah. Anyway, some of the families that have been harassed by Alex Jones followers have written to Megyn Kelly and to NBC and
said, don't give him this forum.
Yeah, in part, you should be ashamed of yourselves for allowing this behavior. We hope you were never subjected to the kind of torture that Alex Jones and his followers inflict on us. You know, and I understand where they're coming from.
But at the same time, you want coverage of that stupid church that objects to gays, you know, fags in our country. Mm-hmm. And so they stand outside of military funerals and chant and shit. I mean, you want people to know about that. You mm-hmm. want to broadcast that and challenge it. And
is that Westboro?
Westboro.
Yeah.
So I don't know that it's hugely productive to just shut down discussion with a guy like that, Alex Jones.
Yeah. No, I agree. And I hope they're not pressured in. We've unfortunately got days before that thing airs. I would not at all be surprised if they decide, you know, what with the pressure being applied by Chelsea Clinton alone. I mean, how can we do this in good conscience and then not airing it? It just wouldn't surprise me, and that will be a shame. Hey, before we get to email, Jay, I wanted to show you this video really quick. I don't know why I love these videos. Just of innocent people sitting somewhere, and then everything's just like I was sitting right here, and then 1 second later, I'm like way over there.
Yeah.
And I didn't know it was coming. What makes this kind of funny too is the two guys that are sitting here are psychics, they're mediums, and they just never saw it coming.
They didn't anticipate this.
They didn't. How is that possible? You would think those guys, of all people,
focusing their energy somewhere else, I guess.
Blair Robertson is one of them. He was thrown in the air and pinned against a wall. I didn't foresee it happening. The medium and author was having lunch with a fellow psychic in an eatery in Canada when this happened. The moment was captured on closed circuit. He's got an injured left rib, swollen leg, and bruises, and some whiplash. But other than that, he's going to be fine. I'm sure he'll be back reading people's fortunes.
Reading
or
palms.
Sure. God, those
tarot cards.
The amount of people who believe that shit. Oh, it's just sad. It's sad.
Horoscopes.
Oh, these people that are desperate to like reach out to a fucking.
Hey, whatever happened to I was told last summer or in October when I did my card reading that I was going to have so much money I'd be giving it away, she said.
Well,
she said as long as I kept doing what I was doing.
Patience is a virtue, sir.
You should start giving it away because if you were in other parts of the world, you would have a veritable fortune.
Let's see. Other parts of the world.
I can think of two instances where you didn't give money away and instead kept it.
Closed that
fist around it tightly. One where we were at the bar together and you refused to tip the bartender.
Yeah, at the Palace. I remember hearing about that.
Secondly, asking for $80 back from your girlfriend for Tiger tickets.
Well, that was what,
The opposite of giving money away.
Lost him the girlfriend.
Was she even a girlfriend at any point?
I think up until that moment, yeah. Well, he's stewing again.
Yeezus. Let it roll, Yeezus.
All right, so let's see these guys here.
God damn you to Helly. How much lead up did we need to give you? You're not even ready with the video? Said video should have been ready at the beginning of the show.
Jesus.
It was ready at the beginning of the show.
Huh.
What was the last one we watched? Was it at the vet where the car came?
Absolutely. It was the inside closed circuit TV of the veterinarian's office where
it was
the
really good video too.
You've got kind of the square area. The check-in reception.
Yeah.
And that sucker just came right in. And then I think we heard the husband or something wander up and go, oh, that's the second time this year.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And remember all the guys? There were like lots of guys and none of them leapt into action to help. They were all just, they were all scared. And then we found out that there were four poops that were sleeping on the floor. They were all, which happens at vet offices all the time. There's
barely miss getting squished to smithereens. Yeah.
They were fine though. They were just sitting there, takes in a nap, and then all of a sudden there's a car on top of them.
I along with you are huge fan of this car entering a building thing. My favorite video, as judged a couple months ago, the YouTube videos we watched, 8 or 10 of them. The guy just screaming through the car wash at 40 miles an hour.
Yeah.
I mean, and then parking it like a boss at the end, of course, was key to that video.
And my favorite part is the girl that's like as he's coming through, like, sir, whoa, and then leaps out of the way when it becomes crystal clear that you waving your arms doesn't mean much right
now.
She
leapt.
Yeah. And that son of a bitch just pedaled to the... See all the car wash things.
The brushes tried to keep up, and they couldn't.
I wonder if that car technically got cleaned at all as it was going through there at that rate of speed.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
E, let's see it.
All right. Here you go.
Yep. Here's Blair's car crash footage.
I don't think there's any. Here we are.
Yeah. Family eatery. Pretty standard.
Focus on the two at the window.
Sure,
there.
The two mediums at the window.
Yep.
Oh, look at this nice couple.
Well, it's some brunch. Brunch would be nice today.
In walks another gentleman.
Yeah, fine little eatery.
Seat yourself, sir. maybe we cue it up for... It's coming.
I assumed it would be...
And we're just sitting and eating. Do we see a shadow? Do we see
a
shadow
car
approaching?
Pulling up. And
oh! Fuck! Yeah.
Back it up, Yeezus.
Oh,
it looks like the person floored it. Like, you see it making the turn.
Yep,
here we are,
going to
park right here and then punch it. Oh.
Simple mix-up. Gas and brake. It happens.
I gotta see it again.
Honey, just pull into this parking spot. It's a handicap one. We'll be fine.
Unassuming man.
All right, let me just pull in here. Hold on.
Watch his head.
Yes, I know, watch his head where his body goes to the right with the force of the car and his head wants to stay where it is.
Well, as reported on the Detroit cast mere moments ago, he does have whiplash. And that's the moment he gets the whiplash.
I believe you. Right there. Are we happy that the half wall was built?
Not thrilled.
I think it ends well for him. It could have been worse if not for the half wall.
Well, without the half wall, he is skidding across the floor. Yeah. He really is. This could have been a lot worse. The driver of the car was an 85-year-old woman.
Oh, what a shock.
She was not injured in the crash, thank God.
Oh, yeah.
She was not impaired, and because of that, she will not be charged.
Unreal,
dude,
man.
You get one, man. You get one. I don't know what age it starts, if it's 70, if that's old enough, but from... You get one of these.
You get a freebie. You get a freebie through a wall.
Yeah.
You can put your car
through a garage or a restaurant once. One time.
And
with
all you have to
total
do-
forgiveness.
By the way, if you're a busboy or
I'm
a cashier.
Quitting.
No. A cashier or just a waitress or waiter. Is this not the greatest day at work that day?
No, it's not. Dude.
The day the old man puts a car through. Because you're closed. At this point. There's no more serving people.
Yeah, but you're there for the tip, so it's an exciting moment for sure.
Ugh, dude,
but
I think
you're thinking, fuck, man.
I was just thinking a lot of work that you're probably going to
do. Yeah, who's going to be assigned to start sweeping that shit up? Huh. Busboy guy.
No.
Hey, Ahmed, grab a broom.
Who do you think it's going to be?
No, because this is a crime scene now. This is an insurance issue.
Okay,
you don't want me
point.
Fucking
you're
up
right,
a crime scene.
Right.
Yeah, no.
For a few hours.
This is great. You're on Twitter immediately. Look at this. Fuck.
In slow motion. Whoa.
The last thing you think is going to happen is water goes up in the air.
It's not funny. It's not funny, that's for sure.
Definitely anyway, not.
How are we doing for email, Jay?
We do have some email, Mike.
What do we got?
Nate writes in, Jew, Moo, and Stew. Just finished the latest installment from the first anniversary of Detroit Cast Day, and I felt compelled to weigh in on the myth of Big E being a history buff. The word buff means, quote, a person who is enthusiastically interested and very knowledgeable about a particular subject. As we all know, he is nowhere near very knowledgeable about anything. I would be willing to further claim that while he may be interested in history, he isn't enthusiastically interested in it. As for other definitions of buff, E most certainly is not, quote, in good physical shape with fine muscle tone, end quote.
Mm-mm.
This is evidenced by his disgusting sneech-like body. The closest matching definition of buff to Big E would be, quote, a yellowish beige color. In conclusion, you, sir, are no history buff.
Okay.
Dictated but not read, Nate. That's an awesome sign-off.
That's great.
Bob writes in, Gorsuch, Nonsuch, and Butt Munch. Holy shit, at the 141.45 mark of number 837, I hereby declare the funniest moment in DCAST history occurred.
Uh-oh.
I can't stop replaying Fuckmouth struggling to say Ojibwe masturbatory clown.
Oh, boy.
E, do we have that at the ready?
Kinda.
Of course it's kind of. I asked him to get it at the ready, and of course it's just kind of at the ready.
We don't have a freaking system here that you can do
the system is you son of a bitch.
No, not exactly.
Could have dumped it on a stick, quickly edited it, and then had it like a drop to be played countless times.
Producer would do.
Didn't have that kind of, okay.
From what I understand, I don't know a lot about this business, but producer's job.
Well, it is
easy.
It
if you would ask me to do it, I can tell you exactly how I would do it, and I could hit it.
Sounds great, man.
1,000 times over instantly.
This is how I did it. So.
Instead, right. Here we go. We kind of got it.
This is how you got it.
Some are whacked off in the back of the Astro van on the
like
way.
Just like you're a masturbatory gibbatory clown, which you haven't been able to find any evidence of.
A gibbatory? What was that, E?
I don't know. Don't know how to pronounce it.
A gibbatory?
You want
to
try it again?
Fast. I still don't know that I could.
Masturbatory practices of the Ojibwe.
Ojibwe?
Ojibwe masturbatory practice.
I was trying to get it in there, I guess, fast. I was.
Yeah, you were excited.
Mm.
Very excitable.
Which is true, by the way. We've never seen any other proof of it than you just saying a professor said it one time.
Do I not have credibility in this room?
Yeah, I didn't realize we needed a fact check.
I believe that we have had people reference looking it up and I've never seen any evidence.
Do I not hold some level of credibility in this room, gentlemen?
You did with me. I didn't realize we were fact checking and sourcing every
comment
made.
More so than the individual challenging my credibility?
I'm not challenging anything. I'm just
you just did.
Never,
you just did.
I'm saying that we've never had any proof of it other than him saying
you brought this up as
story.
This has been something that you're thinking about.
I've never seen any further proof of the masturbatory practices of the Ojibwe clown other than you said it as if he doesn't have some sort of level of credibility.
No.
My God, Jesus.
Wow.
You're making my bones hurt. Brian writes in, Dear Peanut Butter Jar, doesn't drive a car, and belly has a star.
That's a good one. I like that.
Yeah, I blame all of you. I've listened since episode one. That was a good one, huh?
Yeah.
Peanut butter jar, doesn't drive a car, and belly is a star. I've listened since episode one, says Brian, and I don't know if I missed something, but when the hell did the bell start? That bell, Brian?
Yeah.
Every time someone says, to your point, a bell rings.
Yep.
I now have a Pavlovian complex. I am a banker and deal with the general public and financial advisors daily. During many of our sales meetings, the phrase, to your point, is uttered. Well, of course it is.
Yeah.
You work in corporate America.
And that's the point of the bell, is the overuse.
And it happened one day when E came in, for whatever reason,
gross.
He gets these glitches. You mm-hmm. know, he gets a glitch in his head, and all of a sudden he's saying, to your point, like every three words.
He was doing it with said
yeah.
forever.
So to your point starts happening.
At said over the weekend I was at said thing I was at said event.
So instead of alerting him specifically to it, we just started ringing the bell every time he said it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, after a while, he calmed down.
Right.
But Brian's point, this does happen in corporate America, and it happens a lot to him. It used to be a subconscious thing where I would just think about the Detroit cast, says Brian, but now it's a full-fledged physical response. I have to touch the desk with my index finger as if I am ringing a bell.
That's so funny.
I try to play it cool, like I'm reaching for a pen, but when will it stop? I am totally brainwashed. Thanks for the amazing show. I love you guys. Bye for now. B-U-Y, Brian.
Dude,
sorry about that, Brian.
That's funny that Brian says it, because I've been with other people where, to your point, will be brought up, and people will literally physically like reach their hand out like they're hitting some sort of a bell. I've seen them do it.
It is such a stupid catchphrase.
It's great.
Bagels writes in concerning Triple XXXTentacion. Is that, am I saying that right?
I don't know. Yeah.
That stupid rapper who just got plowed on stage.
Yeah. And he'd be carried away like a baby.
Totally sucker punched.
Yeah.
Fellas, I believe that I can weigh in on the assault that was discussed on poem number 837, as I am a 90s baby and I listen to this type of music. It is my opinion that Triple XXXTentacion can eat Fat Joe'd. He is a fake artist. Oh, Bagels is calling it, calling this guy out pretty hard.
Wow.
And I'm not sure how this music is as successful as it is. Apparently it's successful. Thanks for the news
sure,
on that, Bagels.
Yeah.
He throws a banger of a performance. More news. Thank you, Bagels. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I have no idea how he's actually touring. Huh, didn't know he was touring. Thanks, Bagels. Now, Rob Stone, on the other hand, the alleged assailant, is actually a good artist. Huh, more news from Bagels.
Wow, I had no idea.
He performs well. And you can actually understand what he's saying when he is on the mic. Perhaps Biggie will recognize his song, Chill Bill. No, Biggie's not deep into this stuff. Biggie just has scratched the surface on the scene.
Yeah.
I don't listen to hip-hop.
He'll get into Chill Bill in another 20 years.
No, yeah. No. Well, maybe I will. You know, you can find
music. Dude, have
you
heard of this Rob Stone dude?
Music is timeless, and you can find it whenever. If I were to just say I found Johnny Cash today, what would that matter?
Johnny Cash.
But, I think he's probably talking about mumble rap, which I think is kind of popular right now.
Mumble rap?
Here it goes, man. Watch. Bam!
Ooh, good night, sir. Good night, sweet prince.
Oh, sweet prince.
Oh,
night-night.
Sleep tight, my friend.
I heard it actually wasn't the guy that was everybody suspected of doing this. Like, it was quickly proven, that wasn't his rival, Rob Stone.
Like,
or whatever.
Sent a guy over there to do that?
I just heard it wasn't him.
Yeah.
But
did they have any alternative?
We'll have to wait for Bagels to chime in more, because I have no idea what that scene's all about.
Me either.
It was a sweet, just sucker punch.
It's a great video. The more disturbing part to me is how the song just keeps right on going, and the singing keeps running. It doesn't miss a beat, and clearly Triple X is unconscious on the ground.
Remember when that was really, really scandalous, the whole Milli Vanilli thing came out, and then it was proven, like, Britney Spears is dancing around, and she's not actually singing?
Yeah.
Or her mic is on, but it's barely on, and everybody, oh my God. Now it's just like, it's just a thing. All these dancing chicks get up there.
Who
Katy
was the
Perry? Like, you're just going to assume she's lip syncing this shit.
Yeah. Who was the one that got humiliated on SNL?
Humboris humiliation?
Yes. Ashley.
Simpson.
Simpson. Dude, recently. Where that, and she was just like, ah, freaked out and walked off stage. And refused to come back.
I remember that.
Yeah, when the track started playing with her singing underneath
it. And that was
it.
Close in time to her fucking up, I think, at the Fiesta Bowl or something, too. I think she had, like, a halftime show or something
where she
couldn't hear herself, and she was fucking up the lyrics, and she sounded awful and just ended up shutting it down.
Oof.
No, sometimes you just got to shut it down, boys.
Yeah. Yep.
Brian writes in, Big E is a contractor. Dear fellas, wouldn't that mean, if he's a contractor, that he's his own boss? And can renegotiate his contract for more money? Yeah, that's what it
means.
Sure, could. Maybe a new deal for IPEs, insults per episode. I think it's a good idea, E. And E, you are missing a lot of opportunities to call these guys out on fucking up words. What the fuck? Anyway, good stuff, guys. Brian. I want to know what Brian thinks we're fucking up.
I wouldn't care anyway.
Yeah, what are we fucking up?
I go
throw that against the wall and leave it there, Brian. I want to know what
stick.
We fucked up.
Yeah, let us know, Brian.
You know what? I have a little saying I like to live my life
passive
by, and that's
aggressive.
When they go low, I go high. So, I mean, I could say things left and right if I wanted to, but I just choose to take a higher road.
He does that, puts his hands on his belly like he's proud of himself.
Yep. Yeah, he's got these two weird mannerisms. One is the hands on the belly, proud of myself, sit back like a sneech. And then the other one is when he whispers, he does the thing where he talks off the side of his hand.
I have a real fascination with the idea of, like, I wish I had suspenders.
It's the moment when he's most proud of himself.
The thumbs under the suspenders.
When everybody else
goes outward.
Going high, I'm going way low. Right into the dumpster. Yeah, that's what I do.
Oh. Mike, we'll save the rest for tomorrow and allow you to get back to the couch and heal up, sir.
Yes, I appreciate that. I'm exhausted, man. It is what it is. I know you're busy anyways.
Yeoman's work today, Mike.
Yes, thank you.
Way to step up.
Well, we can't all be heroes, but sometimes, you just got to plow through.
That's why we are called podcast heroes.
That's right.
I think this is the equivalent to the Michael Jordan Fever game, probably.
It's very close.
I was thinking 72 Cotton Bowl with or 79 Cotton Bowl was it with Montana and the chicken soup game?
I was thinking Curt Schilling and the bloody ankle.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe all combined. You combine those three, and that's sure. what you just pulled off here.
Yeah.
Way to go, Mike.
I think so, too. Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate that. I needed that little boost. Thank you, everybody else, for hanging with us again. Sorry we missed a couple days. We will try not to miss any.
We'll make it up to you.
Yeah, we will. We owe you some laughs. We do. We'll work hard this week to come through with those. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to the Detroit Cast with your hosts, Mike and Jay. From all of us at Radio for One Studios, thank you for listening. And as always, thank you, Detroit.